Welcome to ESN News, the only news show that keeps you informed and entertained, all while making sure you know where to find the best steak in town. Because, come on. Today, we've got a mixed bag of news, from burning questions about controlled fires to the Inyo National Forest to a local after-school arts program helping kids paint their futures. Plus, we'll check in on the slopes, break down your Bishop and Mammoth weather forecast, and of course, let you know where to cast your vote for the best steak in the Eastern Sierra. Stick around, it's all coming up right here on ESN. The Bishop Stingray swim team is currently seeking a qualified swim instructor to join their coaching staff. This position offers an opportunity to work with local youth, fostering swimming skills and promoting aquatic safety. They are looking for strong swimmers with experience working with children. This could be a great opportunity for interested students, and a CPR and first aid certification course will be offered to those who need it. Interested candidates are encouraged to apply to contribute to the team's ongoing success. For more information, email or text Linda Perez at lindabugperez@yahoo.com or 562-305-0201. The Inyo National Forest has announced plans to conduct pile burning operations on June Mountain, beginning tomorrow, March 4th. These controlled burns aim to reduce accumulated vegetation and mitigate wildfire risks. While smoke is expected to be visible, significant impacts to the June and Mammoth Mountain ski areas are not anticipated. And as a reminder, be cautious near the hot ash pits created by these controlled burns, which can remain hot for several days after the ignitions are completed. For more information on these pile burns, please visit EasternSierraNow.com.
Winter air travel in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. Advanced Air operates flights 4 days a week from Mammoth Lakes to Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad. Stack on savings with bulk ticket specials through the Altitude Club membership. United Airlines has daily direct flights from Bishop to San Francisco and Denver. Trust us, you'll want dibs on the window seat. Sierra views from cruising altitude are unreal. Plus, locals enjoy special discounts. For more details, head to visitmammoth.com/flylocal.
C5 Studios is now enrolling children for its upcoming after-school arts program, set to commence on Tuesday, March 18th. This program offers young artists the chance to explore various art forms in a supportive environment. The program is for students aged 6 to 12, and sessions run from 2:30 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday. Arrival time may vary by age and school release times. This class is offered on a sliding scale, and financial scholarships are available. Parents interested in fostering their children's creativity are encouraged to enroll them in this engaging program. Health officials in Mono County have reported a fatal case of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Residents are advised to exercise caution, particularly when entering areas that may be infested with rodents, as deer mice are known carriers of the virus. Although hantavirus is relatively rare, it is endemic to our region, and this serves as a solemn reminder to remain cautious. Preventative measures include sealing potential rodent entry points and avoiding contact with rodent droppings. For more information on this story and how you can reduce the risk of hantavirus, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. All right, food lovers, it's time for another round of Epic Eats. Last month, we had a pizza battle for the ages, and the people, well, they have spoken. June Pie took the crown for the Mammoth Lakes area, while Upper Crust reigns supreme, see what I did there, in Bishop. Congrats to our pizza champions. But now, we're raising the stakes. Literally. This month, we're on the hunt for the best steak in the Eastern Sierra. Whether it's a perfectly seared ribeye, a juicy filet, or a good old-fashioned cowboy cut, we want you to cast your vote for your go-to steak spot in Mammoth Lakes and Bishop. Haven't tried them all? Well, here's your excuse. Get out there, sink your teeth into something delicious, and discover a new favorite. Then head over to vote and let your voice be heard. It's time to settle the sizzling debate. Who serves up the best steak in the Eastern Sierra? Go vote now. Okay, let's see what events are taking place this week. Starting off strong for the amateur singers in our area, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly open mic night. This event starts at 6 p.m. and some equipment is provided. Tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m., the Elks Lodge is hosting their Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday party. The dinner menu includes jambalaya and King's Cake and performance by the BUHS Jazz Band. Tickets are $30 a person, so hurry to save your spot on Laissez les bons temps royer. I think I did that right. Let the good times roll. Also, tomorrow, C5 Art Studios is hosting another showing of the film Live Full, Die Well, exploring life, death, and the human experience. This showing starts at 6 p.m. and tickets are sold on a sliding scale. Finally, Mammoth Brewing is hosting their weekly trivia night tomorrow, starting at 6:30 p.m. with my boy, MC Cooper. Admission is free and prizes are available to the winners. All right, snow lovers, before we get into the ski report, are you interested in sponsoring the most watched newscast in the Eastern Sierra? Hit us up. We have multiple open sponsoring slots available to showcase your business. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com for more information. So without further ado, here's the deal. Our glorious base has taken a slight hit from some warmer weather, now sitting at only 67 inches. But don't panic, more snow is on the way, and we'll take that as a win. Yesterday's storm brought 7 to 10 inches of freshies, boosting the total to 10 to 15 inches, just enough to keep things fun without getting stuck in waist-deep powder. Hey, we've all been there. Right now, 178 trails and 23 lifts are open, which means there's no excuse to not get out there. Today's forecast, scattered clouds and mild temps, perfect for sending it without freezing your face off. Looking for the best ride? Take Roadrunner to Santiago. Then hop on chair 14 for some breathtaking views of snow-covered trees before you rip your way down. So wax up, layer smart, and send it while we wait for that next storm to roll in. Well, folks, no big sports updates today, but let's be honest. Sometimes the best game is the one you play yourself. And if you're looking for a place to roll a few frames, grab a cold drink, and sink your teeth into something delicious, look no further than the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Picture this. You've spent the whole day carving up the mountain. Your legs are jelly. And all you can think about is food. Not just any food. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy fries, perfectly grilled steaks. Remember to vote for their steaks. Pair that with an ice-cold drink and the sweet sound of bowling pins crashing down. Now that's a winning combo. Whether you're a pro bowler, a gutterball champion, or just here for the snacks, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is the place to be. So rally your friends, lace up those bowling shoes, and let the good times roll. God, I am punny today. Okay, Eastern Sierra, let's dive into the weather forecast for the next few days, covering both Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Spoiler alert, Mother Nature's got a mixed bag for us. So in Bishop today, hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be windy and cool with some sunshine peeking through. Highs around 59, lows 31. Tomorrow, sun's playing peekaboo with the clouds. Again, expect intervals of clouds and sunshine with highs near 65, lows of 37. And Wednesday, grab your umbrellas. A thick cloud cover moves in, bringing cooler temps and showers. Highs will be about 53, lows about 27. Mammoth today, the wind's making an appearance this morning, but it's not as cold without the clouds and some sun breaks. Highs 39, low 17. Looks like tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine graces the skies. Highs will be close to 46, with lows dropping to 27. Wednesday, winter's not done yet. Expect a thick cloud cover and chilly conditions with snow mainly later in the day, accumulating an additional 5 to 8 inches. Highs around 33, lows near 13. So whether you're basking in Bishop's breezes or making snow angels in Mammoth Lakes, stay prepared and enjoy the dynamic weather our beautiful region offers. That's a wrap for today's show. Whether you're braving the slopes, scouting the best steak, get out there, or just trying to stay warm out there, we've got you covered with all the latest from the Eastern Sierra. Don't forget to subscribe and follow. Like Eastern Sierra Now on social media, because let's be honest, where else are you going to get your daily dose of news, humor, and possibly a heated debate about the best place to grab a ribeye, all right? Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you next time on Eastern Sierra Now.